Radio free readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Tuned in here at KTW 630 AM in the American Redoubt. Coming out of Spokane in the coverage, and to all of you outside of our antenna coverage on AM, you're listening live streaming, and I want to welcome all of you guys for tuning in wherever you are. This is the voice of the American Redoubt, and the American Redoubt is the safe haven and refuge where God-fearing, liberty-minded patriots are strategically relocating to, getting out of occupied territory and moving to the region which is inherently very conservative. And it's just great to have you guys join us. It's been so encouraging this week with the testimonies that we've gotten from folks who have recently moved here or on their way here, making their plans to get situated because of it's just so sad to watch what's happening to our country. But like we said before, the mourning period is over. You're done mourning. There is a mission. Now you need to get ready to fight for the existence of American principles and ideals, which are under attack. But you're not alone, so don't let them make you think that you are alone. For the next hour, we're going to talk about several issues that affect all of us as God-fearing, liberty-minded patriots. If you care about America, if you don't share the utopian globalist idea, dream for a godless, brave new world, then, well, you are in like company, because we are patriots here, and it's okay to be a patriot. Don't let them lie to you. Write this number down, 1-877-999-7684. That is a toll-free number. We pay that bill for you guys, so you can call in. You can share your thoughts and ideas, and try to do that not in the last 10 seconds of the show, because if you call in sooner, we'll actually probably be able to get you on the air. I hear that every week. Somebody's like, I was going to call in. It was like, and then you guys were done with the show. Well, you know, we air from 11 to noon, right? So, hey, if we pick up some more sponsors, and of course, this is a heavily listener supported show, almost entirely listener supported. If you find Radio Free Readout to be a blessing, either here at KTW or on our Sunday evening weekly podcasts, and our partisan radio, emergency communications, ham radio oriented podcast. You want to support what we're doing, then we greatly appreciate that. And we have a drop mailbox for anonymity and security that you can send to snail mail, or you can set up a PayPal payment. Many folks just set that up recurring, $5, $10, $20, $30, $50 a month, whatever you feel led to. We are very grateful for all of your support. And right now we are actually paying the bills. We are covering the minimum cost. So thank you guys for your support, for checking into us and standing by us. Now, also, if you're not familiar, if you're new, you're just tuning in, well, then welcome. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. I'm the host here at the John Jacob Schmidt Show. And you can learn more by going to radiofreeredoubt.com. That's readout with a B. It's a silent B. R-E-D-O-U-B-T. And, well, like I said, we do have many things that we do want to start, that we want to cover. So let's get into the news and commentary. This is the segment of the show that we call the Chronicles of the Death of America and the never-ending globalist quest for building the 21st century utopia. And this is also the section that we like to refer to as the preponderance of evidence for cultural insanity segment. For example, You want examples? Well, Seattle is trying to ban land ownership in the name of equality. How's that even possible? Well, I'll tell you. The once great dream of owning your own little slice of land, living your life without having to worry about paying rent or relying on the government, is gone, at least in Seattle, if they have their way. The American dream is literally turning into an American nightmare as tyrannical politicians seek to limit your rights to own land. Seattle, Washington may be one of the first major cities in the United States to outlaw land ownership for families, like individual families. According to a draft letter obtained by the Seattle Times, Seattle Mayor Ed Murray's advisory committee, that's the panel to advance communist causes, on housing, is currently drafting a set of rules that will ban single-family zoning in Seattle. Part of the draft reads this, I'm quoting, "We can still be a city for everyone, but only if we give up our outdated ideal of every family living in their own home on a 5,000-acre-foot lot." 5,000-square-foot lot, not acre. No, that's my dream. 5,000-square-acre lot. That's a lot. That's a lot. But no, 5,000-square-foot lot. If we just need to give up that outdated ideal of you as a family actually having your own home. Well, that's so proletariat, isn't it? The draft letter says that single-family zoning has roots in racial and class exclusion. If you want to own your own home, you're a racist, darn it. The zoning remains among the largest obstacles to realizing the city's goals for equity and affordability. I'm really surprised they didn't throw in fairness. I mean, that's what Obama would have done. So owning your own home on your own piece of land now makes you a racist who is holding back equality. And you really can't make this stuff up. It's like we are living in Alice in Wonderland. And of course, this article was posted over at, oh, what is it? The blog Self Off-Grid. Off-Grid. It's over offgrid.com. I just lost it. Where'd it go? It just disappeared from me. Anyway, I really didn't make this up. This is just bizarre, isn't it? Now, just so you know, the Inland Pacific Northwest is very conservative, politically conservative, culturally conservative. Seattle is not in the American Redoubt. Seattle is smack dab in the middle of occupied territory. Demonstrably occupied territory. Just ask those folks who have strategically escaped, relocated, refugees, communist zone refugees who have escaped to free America. Breitbart News, New York Times to Obama used federal contracts. Oh, did you guys hear about this? The Obama administration now is using federal contracts as leverage for backdoor gun control measures. Over there at Breitbart, these guys, someone said, when did these guys ever sleep? I'm like, hold on, you can remember something. Remember this, the enemy doesn't sleep. When Obama's sleeping, he's got teams of people working for him. They don't sleep. We cannot take a day off, patriots. You cannot. There's too much at stake. Speaking of their agenda, anti-gun. This falls right in line with what I've been saying. Go armed everywhere. We live in a different world today. Another gun-free zone, a movie theater in Louisiana, was another location for a demonically influenced person coming into a theater to murder people. And then, of course, he tries sneaking out among the crowd, acting like one of the crowd, like he's running from the gunman, right? But it's the gunman slipping in with the crowd trying to, and of course, everybody's pointing him out, and it didn't work out, so he takes his own life. But not before killing two beautiful women, just innocent moviegoers, just wrong place, wrong time. I will remind you, the only thing that stops an evil person with a gun is a good person with a gun. Otherwise, the evil person has the initiative. They get to make the decisions on how many people to shoot, when to stop, how to stop, if they stop. And of course, it always does end up stopping. Usually they take their own lives. He had an escape plan. And, oh, also they're trying to find out, who is this guy? So they're doing their background and they're finding out this guy was a radical extremist right-wing Tea Partier. This is what they're saying. Now, this is not consistent with what we know about active shooter, mass shooting situations. Almost all of them, almost all, not talking about Islamic extremists. We're talking about active shooter gunmen. Someone goes off, they snap, and they go and they kill and they murder a lot of people for no reason. They're almost all registered Democrats and or left-wing extremists in almost all cases. So they're really quick to point out this guy, he was on some talk shows talking right-wing Tea Party, radical stuff, racist stuff, neo-Nazi. He had an affinity for Hitler, apparently. Of course, that's left-wing. You realize Nazism is left-wing. It's far left-wing. Left-wing, little lesson here. Left-wing implies maximum government control. Right-wing implies the least amount of government control. Far-right-wing are anarchists. Far-left-wing are communists. And then you have the centrists, okay? And actually, our founding fathers were slightly right of center. They believed in government. I believe in government. Any level-headed American patriot believes in government. But we also believe that we need to hold people in government accountable and within the guardrails of the Constitution. And those who pervert the Constitution and drive our nation toward immorality and subvert the Constitution, who are in official positions in government, need to be overthrown. Not the government, those people who are corrupting the government and the Constitution and our American principles should be overthrown. That's what we stand for. So what they're going to try to do is they're going to align this guy who apparently is a what they're calling a right-wing extremist with an affinity toward Nazism and Hitler and whatever. I'd have to go back and look at the details on that. But that's left-wing. He's left-wing. If you are pro-Nazi, pro-Hitler, you are pro-government control. But they're going to spin it. Have your situational awareness on, patriots. These people are going to lie. They're going to lie. Oh, hey, we covered a few weeks ago that in Twin Falls, Idaho, they are trying to push to get this Islamic refugee group injected into southern Idaho. Well, the people are standing up and they are voicing their opinion, their opposition toward this. This is super critical. We've been hammering this home because this is part of the plan to fundamentally transform America through demographics, injecting democratic voting blocks of people, in this case, refugees, fast-tracked foreigners, mostly Muslims, into a conservative Christian region, a red conservative voting area. And the FBI admitted that they are overwhelmed. They cannot vet who all these people are. And guaranteed, if you got Syrian refugees coming in, there are ISIS among them. There's another report that I have here. I'm hopefully be able to get to that in time. But this administration, it makes you wonder which side they're on. They're obviously not on our side. They're not on the American side. They don't look out for America's best interest. This week, John Kerry, he was lambasted in Washington, D.C. by the conservatives and flat out told, you've been bamboozled. You were schnookered. You got the wool pulled over your eyes, coming back, actually trying to convince the American people that you worked out a nuclear deal with the Iranians, and it wasn't 24 hours before they start talking smack about America again. Secretary John Kerry finds very disturbing a speech by Iranian Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei vowing to defy American policies in the region, despite Kerry's diplomatic handiwork. It was very disturbing. It's troubling. What did you expect? It's like the story, the guy, you know, the rattlesnake begs the farmer to, you know, carry him across the river. And no, I won't, because you're a rattlesnake. And he says, no, really, I won't bite you, I promise. And of course, he ends up talking the farmer into carrying the rattlesnake across the river. And the rattlesnake bites him and he says, you promised. And he says, you knew I was a rattlesnake when you picked me up, right? Okay, this is the same thing when you're dealing with these people who have vowed. They have vowed. They're deeply devoted to destroying America and Israel. What do you expect? Don't act like you're disturbed, troubled, and surprised when a rattlesnake bites you. You knew what you were dealing with, who you were dealing with in the first place. But you were so enamored with your own handiwork. You thought you would be just the person that could actually handle a rattlesnake without getting bit. But the problem is, we all get bit from it because your policies, this administration, weakens America's resolve, weakens our strength, our military strength. We're just weakened all the way around. Maybe it's part of God's judgment. Maybe that's exactly what we got coming. Franklin Graham might agree. He says America will pay for Planned Parenthood's selling of aborted body parts, arguing that it's the abortionists that have no conscience and should be shut down. Talking about Planned Parenthood, found out that they are making big money selling the parts from dismembered fetuses, unborn babies, murdered for convenience and for profit. In response to a posted undercover video gone viral depicting Planned Parenthood Federation of American Senior Director Medical Services, Dr. Deborah Nicotola, stating over lunch how her government-subsidized organization sells the body parts of aborted preborn children. The younger Graham, Franklin Graham, came down hard on the abortion group. You really think we're not going to pay the price for that? It would be naive. And he says, our nation one day will have to answer to God for the millions of innocents and their lives, the innocent lives taken by abortion. And that applies to every politician who voted for and defended abortion. You got that? So-called Republicans, Republicrats, pro-choice Republicans, acting like you're pro-gun, but you still support the dismemberment of unborn children. Well, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you don't fool me. I know who you are. My friends know who you are. And you know what? We're going to oppose you every chance that we get. So now, Boehner, he's acting like he's appalled by this. He's gonna get to the bottom of it. We'll see. Have they gotten to the bottom of anything? They don't have a track record. And actually, they've quite frankly lost the confidence of the American people. But Planned Parenthood is still receiving $50, $75, sometimes $100 per specimen, per fetal part. This is disgusting. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. We'll be back in a minute.
Any hope of restoring America, we cannot, as a free people, allow ourselves to be divided. Division is what the destroyers of liberty are counting on, and if that means, as a last resort, preserving those American ideals within the boundaries of the American Redoubt, there must be unity among the patriots. We must all hang together, or assuredly we shall all hang separately. That's what Benjamin Franklin said, and that's what I say too. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
In the Days of Noah, Book 2, Persecution by best-selling author Mark Goodwin. A globalist conspiracy transpires by way of a false flag attack against America's energy infrastructure. Noah and Cassandra Parker witness a complete economic meltdown, which is intentionally triggered by the event. The assault is blamed on patriots and Christians who are rounded up into detention centers across the country. Noah and his friends must take action to prepare for the meltdown and defend against the totalitarian regime, which is gunning for their freedom and, quite possibly, their very lives. Get your copy of The Days of Noah, Book 2, Persecution for Kindle, paperback, or audio edition at Amazon.com today.
You're listening to Radio Free Readout, the voice of the American Readout.
John Jacob Schmidt here from broadcasting from Studio A, Radio Free Redoubt in an undisclosed location within the American Redoubt. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for sticking around. And also, hey, thank you for Prepper Recon for supporting us. He was the first one that stepped up to help cover our hard costs for us to be able to be on the air. And we're covering it, and I'm very grateful. So thank you. And of course, it's kind of appropriate to hear from him. Prepper Recon, you know, their store, their online store, has a lot of gear to help folks become self-reliant and prepared to meet any disaster. It could be a hurricane, a tornado, flood, anything. We should always be prepared. I mean, even our own government, even FEMA says, hey, you should have, you know, 72 hours worth or up to a week's worth of supplies to be self-reliant. But we do face several threats. And there's one thing that I wanted to cover in the news and commentary section. This was sent to me by Ranger Rick. Again, our government and their bot commanders are leaving the troops to slaughter. Thank God for some of our state governors that are taking up the matter. If you have a sanctuary city near you for the Syrian refugees, be aware, ISIS will be coming with them. I just said that. And there is a sanctuary city right here. In fact, we are broadcasting right now from a sanctuary city. Actually, I'm not. I'm in a remote location. But we are tied in with a studio in Spokane, Washington, whose city council, the majority of them, have chosen to defy the laws of the land to make their city a sanctuary city, all in the name of fairness, to let those who wish to break our laws to come here unvetted, to bring a financial burden onto our society and our communities, who in many times are among some of the most violent lawbreakers in the communities. Wherever these sanctuary cities are, violent crime from illegal invaders is through the roof. I mean, that's going to be talked about in September. There is going to be an event of citizens, a rally to push back against this lawlessness that they have in place, cloaked as what they call a sanctuary city. Well, we've got a by the way, the phone lines are open if you want to call in. 1-877-999-7684. How do you feel about your city, Spokane listeners, being a sanctuary city? While members of the mainstream media and the Obama administration have spent the past week feigning ignorance and claiming to still not understand the motives of a semi-devout Muslim for the July 16th terrorist attacks in Chattanooga, Tennessee that killed U.S. service members, a terrorist attack on U.S. soil. And it took this administration 5 days to decide to finally get around to making the call to lower our flag to half-mast in honor of those service members who were murdered during a terrorist attack on our soil. Thanks, Obama. You couldn't decide if it was a terrorist attack. Well, the governors of at least 8 different states have defied Washington and issued unprecedented executive orders authorizing National Guardsmen to be armed at recruiting centers and other facilities while on duty. And of course, where they're not present, there are citizens that are standing guard, taking it upon themselves to do what needs to be done because our government refuses to do it. In fact, they leave our service members unarmed, disarmed. As Alert USA Threat Journal stated would be the case last week, the Department of Defense made clear there is no intentions of arming soldiers, recruiters, or increasing security patrols to military recruitment centers. And of course, they're hiding under this posse comitatus. Well, military personnel can't conduct civil law enforcement functions. You have the right to self-defense. I don't care where you are. I don't care who you are. They're not asking our service members to go patrolling the streets of America. We're asking to let them defend themselves because we have an enemy, an adversary that has vowed to shed blood in the streets of America. And they already told us that they are going to go after law enforcement and military personnel. And they're going to focus on soft targets. That means unarmed targets. No, not unarmed, disarmed targets. According to Pentagon spokesman Navy Captain Jeff Davis, we do not support arming all military personnel for a variety of reasons. Yeah, because you don't trust them. There are safety concerns. You know, they might shoot their eye out, right? The prohibitive cost for use of force and weapons training, qualification costs, as well as compliance with multiple weapons training laws. This is so weak. We're not going to let them defend themselves if they are out in the public where they are obviously soft targets, exposed to an enemy that has vowed to kill them. This is Sun Tzu would just be shaking his head right now. Our military, the most powerful military in the world, are defying fundamental principles of warfare. When the enemy has the capability and has demonstrated the willingness to carry out threats that they told you they were going to carry out, and you ignore it, I hate to say you deserve what you got coming, because these guys don't deserve it. I know the people in the military, and they're frustrated with this administration to no end. Well, we do not support arming all military personnel. We're not asking you to support to arm all military personnel. How about the guys that are out there in recruiting centers, exposed, disarmed? Let them defend themselves. Oh, but there's laws. There's qualification costs. It's a prohibitive cost. Prohibitive cost. As much money as you squander and you can't let them have a $450 Beretta. The U.S. Army Chief of Staff, General Ray Odierno, told reporters, "I think we have to be careful about over-arming ourselves." Oh, my gosh. He expressed concerns about accidental discharges and everything else that goes along with having weapons that are loaded that causes injuries. But you let them drive to work, don't you? Because the military loses more service members in car accidents every year than training accidents or firearm, especially negligent discharges, don't they? But you just pick and choose whatever facts you want to follow. Accidental discharges? Really? What about the intentional discharges from terrorists? I'll read on. In response, armed civilians are standing guard at military recruitment centers, HUA, because they're doing what our government's failing to do, just like on the border. Across the U.S., in response to this move, U.S. Army Recruiting Command issued a letter warning soldiers to avoid anyone standing outside the recruiting centers attempting to offer protection and report them to local law enforcement and the command. You have patriots standing guard to protect, to do the job that our government is bound, duty bound to do, but refuses. And you got civilians stepping into the gap. And now you're telling our soldiers to call the police on them. This is lunacy. For its part, the late last week, Congress stepped up by adding last-minute language to the Defense Authorization Act. It will instruct the Department of Defense to allow servicemen to carry sidearms for their personal protection while on duty. Of course, how long is this going to sit in committee while they sit there and ponder it, pick their noses and think about it? How many more lives are going to be lost? The threat persists in the U.S. During media interviews this week, the Aspen Security Forum, FBI Director James Comey stated that the threat that ISIL presents and poses to the United States is a very different kind in its type and degree. The Al-Qaeda, he said, ISIL is not your parents' Al-Qaeda. It's a very different model. Oh, that's cute. ISIL is not your parents' Al-Qaeda. Okay. These guys are ignoring the threat. They're ignoring it. There's another story too I want to jump down to, tied into this, because I want to make sure we got time to cover it. If you haven't heard of a guy by the name of John Ryan, he's the assistant attorney general, in Washington State, to the Washington State Attorney General's office. Someone posted an article, in some media. I have it. I don't want to leave you hanging while I dig it out. We'll post it. It covers these two patriots who went down over in the Seattle area, went down to the recruiting center. They have M4s and I believe sidearms, and they stood guard out in front to watch anything, to report anything, and then if anything happens, to be able to, as a last-ditch effort, to be able to preserve life. Now, there was one captain of a recruiting battalion who said, "We appreciate the community's support. However, we continue to rely on the first responders." In other words, the professionals. In other words, if our guys get shot up, we're hoping someone will be able to call 911 so real professionals can show up 20 minutes later to cordon off the crime scene and process the homicides. Because we don't want first responders like citizens, veterans, trained veterans, standing guard. And this guy, John Ryan, he posts a comment under this article that covered these two civilians that were providing security at an exposed soft target recruiting center in the Seattle area. And John Ryan writes this: "Self-proclaimed patriots? Seriously? These are a couple of wingnut jackasses. Bring more guns to the situation. Brilliant solution. What makes them patriots? Their guns? No, they're not patriots because they have guns. They have guns because they're patriots. Who's the jackass? You're giving them precisely what they wanted, publicity. These are no different than the rest of the clowns who also called themselves, quote, patriots, who were running around and playing army in the desert, claiming to protect our borders because the government wouldn't. Thankfully, that news cycle passed and they've all gone home." Actually, no, they haven't. I happen to know that there are still patriots that are patrolling the borders. But anyway, "More armed nitwits only aggravate the situation. They don't want or need you there." This is the assistant attorney general, an official position with the Washington State Attorney General's office, saying that you doing something the government isn't doing, something that's guaranteed to you by the Constitution that he swore an oath to, is calling you a jackass and demeaning and degrading those citizens who on their own dime, on their own time, stood in the gap to protect exposed targets that an enemy has already declared, we are coming for you. And the government does nothing. It's just civilians. Americans. That's the American spirit. Americans stepping up to do what needs to be done, not for their own glory. These guys even said they don't want their last name out there. I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing it because it's the right thing to do and because it needs to be done and nobody's doing it. But see, these liberals, you want to make a liberal just start writhing and twisting and spinning and gouging their eyes out and foaming at the mouth and flopping around on the floor and ripping their chunks of hair out and stuff, is have an armed citizen show up to provide security someplace and it's totally legal. That just rips them apart. They can't handle it. It's kind of funny. It's amusing to watch, actually. It's kind of like the grown-up version of a magnifying glass and a pile of ants. Okay. If you guys want to call, the number in Olympia is area code 360-753-6200. I say again, area code 360-753-6200. That's the number to call for the State Attorney General's office to tell them how you feel about this Assistant Attorney General ripping on patriots in a demeaning, demoralizing way. Now, he took a lot of heat already, but guess what? Don't let up. Don't take your foot off the gas pedal. The pressure needs to keep coming and coming and coming. Why? Because that's what they do. That's the tactic. They keep coming. They never let up, right? We cannot let up. Confrontational politics. You've got to put the pressure on and you've got to keep the pressure on. But John Ryan did put out an apology. John Ryan, University of Puget Sound School of Law. I apologize for my insensitive and ignorant remarks. In the future, I will keep my thoughts to myself. Hold on. I'm not so offended that you made your thoughts known. I'm offended that you have those thoughts at all. Because you are working at the state level, at the Attorney General's office, and you hold the sentiments. These sentiments, I'm glad you said it because you know what? You exposed you and your agenda and your ilk and your mindset, your thinking, your ideology, your ideology. You exposed it. You exposed yourself to the American people. Now we know what's in your heart. We know what will motivate you. We know whose side you are on. Don't apologize for making the remarks. You should apologize for even having those thoughts and those sentiments. And you know what? I don't accept your apology until you repent from the way you think. Anyway, I'll continue on. He says, I did not include my job title in my web post. That was done either by TNT. What was that? Something news? We'll cover the rest of it when we get back. We're going to take a quick break so I can go cool down a little bit. Hopefully you guys can too. We'll talk to you on the other side of the break. This is John Jacob Smith.
I will also ask the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message.
In the schools, textbooks are rewritten to tell the communist version of
history. Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply
have to change the meaning of words like religion and duty and democracy. Communists set out to brainwash the people.
Do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
14-year-old Polish children learn from textbooks like these.
Hi, I'm Chris Walsh, broker and owner of Revolutionary Realty. Based in the heart of America's great redoubt, North Idaho. Every day, I sell homes and land to bankers, doctors, economists, scientists, military folks, and more for good reason. They all know what's coming and want to secure safety and peace for their family. They've done the research and discovered that North Idaho's superior environment, food insecurity, surrounded by more like-minded patriots than anywhere in America. At www.revrealty.us, you can read stories about North Idaho's weather, spring development, growing food, solar, and alternative energy. Additionally, every article has a beautiful quote from the brilliant mind of Thomas Jefferson. We also give you free access to our listings, so feel free to browse our inventory or fill out our short form, and we'll do the searching for you. Call a revolutionary today at 208-667-1776 or visit us online at revrealty.us. That's www.revrealty.us. And God bless you.
You're listening to John Jacob Schmidt at 630 kilohertz on KTRW Spokane.
This is John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name, too. If you are a God-fearing, liberty-minded patriot, we are going into the last and third segment here at Radio Free Redoubt on this beautiful day. Hey, we've had some cooling off, and it's nice. Today's supposed to be 78. Perfect. Beautiful. Beautiful weather. Loving it. Okay. I left off all riled up. Hopefully got you guys riled up. We don't get angry enough, often enough. We let too many things slide. We're talking about John Ryan from the University of Puget Sound Law School. That's how he posted his ID. But you know what else was next to that? Washington State Attorney General, Assistant. Well, he said, oh, I never put that there. That was done by TNT, the news agency. Or Facebook, as a condition of posting my stupid comment. That was a condition. They had to put that up there because of your stupid comment. Well, I think you just got found out. Well, he says, I never mean to criticize our military, as I come from a family filled with veterans who served in many conflicts with distinction. You know what? Nobody said anything about you criticizing the military. You weren't criticizing the military. You were criticizing the patriots who took the time, their own expense, their own time to volunteer to do something that people like you would never occur to defend, actually put security out there, because this is a known target. And we've got now a terrorist attack this week on the targets they claimed they were going to carry out attacks on. You think this is over? You think that was an isolated incident? Oh, that one time when when those military service members were gunned down, you know, that one time, it's not over. It's just getting started. You can't reason with these people. Liberalism is a mental disorder. I heard somebody say that one time that really stuck with me, and it's so true. You cannot use logic and reasoning with them. They stare at you and they drool, and their lower lip starts quivering, and their eye starts twitching, and pretty soon they just want to start, you know, attacking you. You're dumb and stupid, and you call yourself a patriot, and you're. So he says, I appreciate their sacrifice. Oh, do you appreciate the sacrifice of the military service members in that recruiting center? You appreciate that they sacrificed their lives because they were left defenseless against an enemy vowing to kill them? You really appreciate their sacrifice? Wonder how much you really appreciate it. Please accept my most sincere apology. No, you owe an apology to those two patriots who went out there to stand guard to protect our service members who were disarmed. That's who you need to apologize to, sir. John Jacob at RadioFreeRedoubt.com. That's how you can email me. Love to hear you guys' thoughts, ideas, constructive feedback. Thank you for your prayers, your words of support. And you can also follow us daily on Radio Free Redoubt, our Facebook page, facebook.com/Radio Free Redoubt. And the number here is 1-877-999-7684. Now, there is a gal in the listening audience I love. She is She is an information warfare warrior. She's always digging and finding the agenda of the left and keeping me informed. I love it. I'm going to make sure this gets posted. I'm developing a strategy right now, so I don't want to really tip my hand at this point. But there's a list. It's a local group called the INBA. That's the Inland Northwest Business Alliance, representing Spokane, Tri-Cities, and North Idaho. Under the business directory, it lists the companies in North Idaho that support same-sex marriage. Now, this Inland Northwest Business Alliance, INBA, they're not just a directory with companies who happen to support same-sex marriage. This INSBA, on its website, right on there, it says the regions, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and ally business chamber in Spokane, Tri-Cities, North Idaho. Under their tabs about us, they got their business directory, become a member, events, INBA outreach. That's their, you know, advancement of their propaganda and indoctrination arm. The INBA weekly, more regular periodical for propaganda. And then finally, LGBT tourism. We're talking about specifically going after businesses who support, they're proud supporters of sexual deviancy. Now, some people say, well, sin is sin. It's all sin. You know, it's lying. Well, you know, yeah, homosexuality is a sin, but so is lying. And so is adultery. But see, here's the thing. We shouldn't make light of this just because other things are sins. We shouldn't be promoting sexual deviancy, and we shouldn't be supporting businesses that promote sexual deviancy. Just like we should be just as offended as Christians, Christian patriots, if there was a Inland Northwest Alliance of businesses that support adultery. If you want to cheat on your spouse, we want to just embrace you. Those of you who are unfaithful to your spouse, we admire your courage to step out of the box, the chains, the prison cell of monogamy, and to have diversity in your life. That is something worth celebrating. So we're going to have a business directory specifically advertising businesses that are proud supporters of cheating on your spouse to have sexual relations with somebody outside your marriage. It's such an honorable thing. We're going to set up a business alliance, a chamber to help support you and all the businesses that are on board with that. Now, that sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? Well, 10 years ago, a business chamber alliance for homosexual supporting companies sounded silly too. So Mrs. Schmidt and I have some decisions to make because some of the businesses that we use are proud members of the INBA. So let me go down the list. I'm not a golfer. I see a golf course and I see a waste of a perfectly good long range shooting range. But Circling Raven Golf Club, they are proud members. The Coeur d'Alene Casino Resort Hotel. The Coeur d'Alene Casino Resort Hotel might help curb your gambling appetite, Christians. The Holiday Inn Express. The Holiday Inn Express. North Idaho AIDS Coalition. Major player. North Idaho College Gender and Sexuality Alliance. There's a big fat surprise. Now, this might affect some of you, patriots. Numerica of North Idaho. Oh, they're all over the place. Numerica, Planned Parenthood of Greater Washington and North Idaho. Are you surprised? Listen up. Next time you want to plan a conference, Red Lion, forget it. Red Lion is a member of this organization developed to promote sexual deviancy. STCU, the Spokane Teachers Credit Union. Umpqua Bank, UMPQUA, Umpqua. It sounds like something that you would order in a vegetarian restaurant, but it is actually an Indian name for a raging river. And those of you listening in Oregon are probably already familiar with the word Umpqua because it's all over there because of the Umpqua tribe. Anyway, it's a bank. It used to be Sterling Savings. Now it's called Umpqua. They are proud supporters. Washington Trust Bank, North Idaho, probably in Washington too. It says Washington Trust Bank. They are proud supporters and members of the INBA, Inland Northwest Business Alliance. So we have to make some difficult decisions, Christians. Are we going to continue to support these businesses? The answer should be no, without hesitation. Mrs. Schmidt and I are quickly assessing and are going to be making some decisions, some strategic decisions to remove our business that we conduct with at least two of these. And they're not the North Idaho College Gender and Sexuality Alliance, and they're not the North Idaho AIDS Coalition. I'm not going to say what they are, but oh, there's three that we've used that we will not use or recommend in the future. Four. Darn it. I'm running out of places to shop. Okay. One more time. Circling Raven Golf Club, Coeur d'Alene Casino and Resort Hotel, Holiday Inn Express, North Idaho AIDS Coalition, North Idaho College Gender and Sexuality Alliance. I don't think a whole lot of you out there are frequent attendees of that group, Numerica, Planned Parenthood of Greater Washington, North Idaho, Red Lion, STCU, Umpqua Bank, and Washington Trust Bank. There you have it, folks. You are armed with information. You cannot say I didn't know. Ignorance excuse just went out the window. Sorry. Now, before we close up here, I want to remind you guys that we are 2 weeks out from T-Rex 2015. That is the Teotihuacan readiness exercise of 2015. That means it is a disaster, grid-down disaster training exercise to give you the opportunity to practice your family, your group, your mutual aid group, your assembly or committee of correspondence. What else? Your militia, your local community action group, any group, or just you as an individual or a family. We all strive toward self-reliance and to be able to make it through a disaster situation. The Bible tells us when you see danger, you should take refuge. You should prepare. Joseph prepared. Many examples that we've talked about in the past, scriptural examples of people who prepared. It even says, go to the ant, you sluggard. Right? See how she stores up her meat in the summer and what is it? I don't have it right in front of me. And stores up food in the fall for the winter. So, and of course, the ant doesn't even have an overseer or anybody to tell it what to do. It just does it because it knows it needs to be done. There's hard times are coming. There's going to be a long stretch when there's not going to be things available. So we better store up. Well, we are called to also. All right. Now, how can you minister to others in a difficult situation if you yourself are not self-reliant? We're not talking about fear here. You shouldn't do this out of fear. You should be doing this out of a sense of responsibility because we have been warned that difficult times are coming and they're coming soon. Commodities collapsed just before the last stock market crashed. So guess what's happening right now? If we're going to see a stock market crash in the United States in the fall of 2015, to use a hypothetical example, we would expect to see a commodity prices begin to crash a few months ahead of time. This is precisely what just happened just before the great financial crisis of 2008, and we're watching the exact same thing happen again right now. So go to Amron.com That's amrron.com to learn more. Click on the video and the banner that's titled T-Rex 2015. And join us tomorrow night at 8 p.m. right here at RadioFreeReadout.com for the live streaming weekly podcast. This is John Jacob Schmidt. You have a blessed week.